This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You were there. You were doing the game for Touchdown Radio. Did the Hurricanes put everyone on notice Sunday night that, hey, Carson Beck is legit. This line is legit, both sides of the line, and they've got weapons at receiver, and this team is a legit contender?
Well, I think there were some questions answered. I don't think there was a question of offensive line or defensive line. I think that, you know, we talked about it last week. That was the strength of the team. The question was going to be, top six pass catchers were gone. Who's going to be the top pass catcher this year? We saw a 17-year-old kid who is just an absolute bud and star in waiting, and he ain't waiting, to come out and have that game then. And I think our secondary, you know, answered the bell. I mean, there was a lot of questions after last year, where our defense didn't play that well. But defense played well, and I'm fairly certain this analyst told you heat and humidity were going to be a factor in that game. And in the third quarter, I mean, when you're busting out popsicles on the sidelines, heat and humidity, you cannot prepare for how hot it was in that game.
DBJ did tell us that. You're correct.
I will say this, Hawk. Props to the Miami fans. We always get, you know, bad press, but there was only some blue smattering up in the upper decks. I thought I was just going back to the Orange Bowl when they played Penn State and the Notre Dame fan just descended on Hard Rock. Man, the Miami fan held true. I think there was a lot of tickets maybe for sale online, but they priced them so high, they priced everybody out of the market, and they still came to the game. It was awesome to see. Best environment.
And they had a home field advantage.
Best environment I've ever seen in that stadium.
Yes.
Best
home field. When Miami fans show up, that stadium, because people, it's antiseptic, it's not like the Orange Bowl. When fans are there, that is a loud crowd.
One of the students, I thought one of the signs, I got a chuckle, but I thought it was kind of mean. It was like, we're going to burn you, Notre Dame. And it had pictures of the Notre Dame Cathedral over in Europe. And I'm like, oh, that's not right.
Too soon. I saw one of the students below you, Gino, must have paid $5 for an old number 13 Gino Toretta jersey.
You see that? I didn't know what to post. I was like, props to the guy wearing my jersey down there. I should have put, like, where's Waldo?
Gino, is it too early from what you saw yesterday? And I know, look, there's a lot of football left to play, right? Because, I mean, Bethune is Bethune.
Definitely wasn't yesterday, by the way.
I'm sorry, Sunday.
I understand that maybe on Monday or Tuesday, but I mean, we're all the way to Thursday.
We've got USF and then the two big ones, UF and Florida State. But from what you saw in that game, is it fair to say this is the best roster Mario Cristobal has had in Miami since he got here?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, you know, is Carson Beck going to be as good as Cam Ward? I mean, those are obviously huge shoes to fill just on one position basis, but based on that performance, it looks like, you know, the O-line has been the strength, the D-line, Mesidor and Bain were just absolute beasts. And then the new DC was aggressive at times and he got to him. And I think, you know, one of the other things I thought in the game, you know, we talked about the environment and the noise, the end of the game, they needed to run a 2-minute drill. And you saw a redshirt freshman quarterback making his first start on the road, and he couldn't get plays off. I mean, that's home field advantage, but that's also repetition, and he doesn't have a lot of. Now, I would have had the same concern with Carson Beck because he's only practiced in the last month because of his elbow injury. He's not really taking a lot of 2-minute drill reps. So I was happy that it was on their side. They were the ones that had to come back at the end to tie or win the game. But there's no question this roster is the best that Mario's had. I mean, that's what you would expect, right? After, you know, 3-4 years of recruiting.
My fear is they've got Bethune-Cookman this Saturday. Then they've got USF.
Or if you listen to McAfee, he said Boston College, but, you know, hey. BC Bethune logo looks similar to BC and BC, which not anywhere close. But anyway, go ahead.
They've got Bethune-Cookman. Then they've got Florida.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Then they've got USF.
USF.
Then they've got Florida. Then they've got FSU. And I am nervous that USF game is a trap game because they're going to get past Bethune and they're going to be focused on Florida and Florida State. And that USF game could end up being textbook trap game.
I would say no, because USF beat the brakes off of Boise State, who was a ranked team.
So they won't
overlook them. And I think that there'll be enough game film where you gotta put some respect on USF. I mean, they came out and played well. I mean, and so. You know, plus they got a couple of our alumni, Kevin Patrick, one of my old teammates, our D-line coach. Van Dyke is their secondary coach. I mean, you know, you add in that little extra incentive of coaching against your alma mater I don't think there's an opportunity for a trap game there. I think there's an opportunity that we got to keep all our guys healthy for that stretch because, you know, Florida's got a bunch of talent. USF has shown they have some talent. USF just FSU just manhandled Alabama at the line of scrimmage last week. So, you know, but maybe this is back to the good old days where the big three are rolling and the best one wins the national championship.
Man, would that be fun? Any concerns over Archie?
That would be awesome. He had a bad game. You know, I think
you'll put too much weight on one game.
I don't. I mean, I look at it like this. I think that obviously he's on the road. Any other quarterback, you go on the road, they're very conservative. Heck, look at the Miami-Notre Dame game. At some point in the second half, I said, Notre Dame has picked a young redshirt freshman quarterback, okay? That's your guy. That's your situation, right? At some point in time, you have to let him throw the ball past the line of scrimmage. Like, you can't just keep throwing sideways crap over and over again and expect huge results downfield. And I think Miami got conservative as well, you know, Beck didn't make any mistakes. I think, you know, they were on the road. They were conservative. They didn't want him to make mistakes. He made one mistake. Did he pressure himself? Yeah, but let's be honest. No, Ohio State won the national championship last year. They're pretty damn good. And, you know, I think chalk it up to a bad game. And listen, last year, Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame in week two. Is there going to be a team that laid an egg in week one that makes the playoffs? Probably, you know. So, you know, it is what it is. You move on. I mean, all I can go on, the head coaches everywhere in college football are paid a lot of money, and they are not going to trot some guy out there in a starting position, especially quarterback, if they don't think that guy can win games for them or gives them the best chance to win games, right?
One other before we're out of time here. Speaking of head coaches making a lot of money, Bill Belichick, we all watched his debut. It was a great first drive, and then the wheels kind of came off there. Is that concerning if you're UNC? Like, and again, I'm talking about administrators and those who brought him there, because you could see him not wanting to put up with that kind of performance for very long. And I don't see how there's an alternative to putting up with something other than that, because that's your talent level.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, well, I would say this. The concerning thing for North Carolina, and I think you hear me say it, you hear Channing say it, it comes down ultimately to the Jimmies and the Joes between the white lines. And you can have a great scheme, and I'm sure Bill Belichick had a great scheme, but you, when you ain't got the dudes out there, you know, that are great players, that's going to happen like it did. And it was what I thought, man, TCU looked like they were a gear faster. It looked like a different level of football to me watching that game. And if I was a North Carolina fan, I would be very concerned, not because of who the coach is, but because of the 100 guys on scholarship that need to be revamped.
All right, Gino Toretta. He's got Iowa State on Touchdown Radio on Saturday. And he will. So when are you leaving Chicago today?
I am flying to Des Moines tomorrow morning. And Des Moines is about 40 minutes south of...
Guy like you fly private?
What's that?
Guy like you fly private?
I don't fly private because I own the company, but I fly a little bit better than Lee Corso, apparently, who's flying Southwest Airlines. I mean, the guy's 90 years old in his last episode, and ESPN can't throw to send a private jet for
like
the last freaking show.
Corso, like that seemed like what are you doing there? Like
that's that. I mean, I would have been embarrassed when that the gate agent posted that. If you're ESPN or ABC or Bob Iger, you know the CEO. I'm like, come on, dude. The guy's 90 years old. Take care of him. It's his last episode.
How about Belichick doing the post game press conference instead of in front of some Party City balloons? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
I gotta tweet you this.
I saw a couple of things posted where his girlfriend, I don't know what the hell she's walking around in, attire or shoes, but like it didn't look like it was a very comfortable pair of Air Jordans or something 100%. Like that. It was like I'm like, dude, you're at a football game.
Yeah.
Put a pair of tennis shoes on and walk around. It looked like she couldn't even walk in the shoes.
Wait till I send you Belichick speaking at the postgame press conference. For whatever reason, they decided a balloon display was appropriate because it was a festive, you know, opening night of football under the Bill Belichick era. And it looks ridiculous. And they were saying, like, hey, maybe on the 41st unanswered point, someone should think to take the balloons down before Belichick goes to the podium, but I'm going to text that dude.
I got something. I'm sure you saw it. I don't know. My buddy sent me. I'm not on Facebook. It was some cartoon of Michael Jordan and Bill Belichick, and there was a hot tub involved or something like that. And I was like,
I mean, man, talk about star power, though. You could bring out
the internet. The internet is undefeated, dude. You can't win.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. All right, Gino, we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, see you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.